special report coronavirus update. With all states in some form of reopening, workers are returning to their jobs. And correspondent Jim Roop reports for many, they return with anxiety and apprehension.
Health officials in L.A. County say many people returning to work are worried. There's no cure, no vaccine for COVID-19, so making sure they are returning to a safe work environment is weighing heavy on them. And consumers are experiencing the same emotions of fear, frustration, and anxiety in doing business at the businesses. Employers need to demonstrate their businesses are as safe as possible and that all guidelines are being followed. Workers should talk to their employers about their fears, or people can call a mental health hotline for help.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has issued a new attack against China's pandemic response.
We greatly underestimated the degree to which Beijing is ideologically and politically hostile to free nations. The whole world is waking up to that fact.
He says WHO contacts with China were deeply troubling. I'm Mike Moss. Thousands of Michigan residents have been told to evacuate after two dams failed following heavy rain across the state.
I knew it would be bad, but not this bad. Yeah, not this bad. This is real bad. I don't know how long it's going to take for the water to go down now.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer declares a state of emergency for Midland County after both the Edenville and Sanford dams breached and urged immediate evacuations. President Trump says more coronavirus cases may be a good thing.
When we have a lot of cases, I don't look at that as a bad thing. I look at that as, in a certain respect, as being a good thing because it means our testing is much better.
Trump attacked the validity of a study of veterans that raised alarms about the malaria drug he actively promotes and claims he is now taking as a treatment for the coronavirus. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 380 points, S&P up 50. I'm Mike Moss.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of the bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynavite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynavite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and save up to 40% and see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at SpectrumMobile.com. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
Hyundai of Yuma has the biggest sale ever. It's called the Whatever It Takes sale. Our most historic sale ever on new cars going on right now, like a 2020 Hyundai Tucson for more than $4,000 off MSRP. You heard me right, over $4,000 off MSRP. Half our inventory must go, and we will do whatever it takes. Never in the history of automobiles have deals been so amazing, like 0% for 84 months, or 10-year warranties, or free maintenance for 3 years. So no matter how much you owe on your trade, or how your credit looks, or you're on unemployment, we will accept every credit application with no payment for 90 days. We got your back. So come in today on the Whatever It Takes sales event because we will do whatever it takes to make a deal. Visit HyundaiofYuma.com 24/7 to shop online or just walk right in. Hyundai of Yuma, a proud Yuma Strong business. Plus tax, plates, and dock fee on select new cars on approved credit.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Gradual warming trend starts with 89 today with sunshine, 62 overnight tonight, light breeze, sunny and 95 tomorrow, 66 tomorrow night, and then sunny and 98 Friday, 66 Friday night, southwind at 10 on Friday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Annette Lagunas, who is the Executive Director of the Humane Society of Yuma. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
And Carrie Tater, the title says Education Coordinator at HSOY. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Education Coordinator.
Education and Outreach Coordinator.
You're doing everything. You're doing marketing, sales, taking care of puppies and kittens and things like
favorite
that. But I think at most nonprofits, everybody does everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that is there anything that you haven't done at the Humane Society, seriously?
No. No? I don't think so.
We're pretty Spartan. You know,
after 16 years, I've pretty much done it all.
you take out the trash, you clean the windows,
yep.
you clean up the curtains, you do everything because that's how we roll
that's
in
right.
the world of nonprofits. Yeah,
that's how we do it.
Yeah, I told people, you know, this is a job. This isn't a position. This is a job.
Yeah.
And there's work
yeah.
to be done.
True. And it doesn't stop at 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, heck no.
Yeah.
No, my phone is 24/7, 365, just as yours is, too.
Yeah.
So the last 8, 9, 10 weeks have been somewhat surreal for all of us.
Yes.
How has it been at the Humane Society, Annette?
You know, we learned a lot. We learned that this community loves our organization.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that we really are an animal community and that people really do want to come out and help us. We emptied, when all of this really started right at the beginning, beginning of April, end of March, right in through there, and I put a big plea out. And all I simply did was got on Facebook and did a Facebook Live and said, hey, we need help. We need you to come and foster an animal. We need you to not bring us animals that are not injured or a potential potential threat to your family.
Mm-hmm.
So we emptied 50% of the kennel. We had 2 buildings open of
wow.
dogs.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It is amazing. And those animals that went out went into foster homes who ended up adopting them, the majority of them. So it's truly been amazing that there's new ways in animal sheltering that are popping up every single day. And what we thought this community could never sustain did it. They did exactly what we needed.
I say it all the time that there's something special south of California,
mm-hmm.
you know, east of Mexico, or a little corner mm-hmm. of the world down here.
Yep.
We communicate, collaborate, cooperate. We truly do care for each other.
Yep.
And when you ask the question, hey, how can I help?
They help.
It's not rhetorical. They
right.
really want to know what the response
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
So they can pitch in.
Yep.
I'm doing a Rotary presentation this afternoon, and I know it's going to come out. I'm going to say, it's almost like there's an Amish barn raising every weekend. I mean, everyone getting together and getting stuff done.
Right, right. But it's amazing. I mean, it truly is amazing to see the things. I still, you know, we walk through, even as we sit here today, there's maybe slightly over 2 full buildings, but we have 1 entire building. And, you know, mind you, I started in 16 years ago. We were taking in well over 12,000 animals at the time. We were in 1 single building. It was swamp cooled. We had about 90 kennels there that the drains were horrible. We passed disease back and forth.
You're talking about Riverside Drive?
Figueroa, yeah.
Figueroa, yeah.
over in that area. Yeah, right next to the sewer treatment plant. I mean, those, the location of that shelter, the makeup of that shelter back then was great, you know, 40 years ago. But to look at what we went through then to what we're doing now is just a complete 360. I mean, it's totally different than what we had ever thought we could do.
You know, and there's those that are going to say, well, these are just dogs and cats. What's the big deal? But if you have a dog, as Deb and I do, I mean, Cookie is as much part of the family as...
Right.
I hope my kids aren't listening, but...
but it's true.
But this animal, she's wonderful. And when we adopted her from the Humane Society, her name at the kennel was Gemini. But when she ran across that welcome room and sat in my lap...
Yep.
I was done. I was done.
You trained them well.
I was done.
Yep.
And I know that there's thousands of stories like that because you do enrich lives, not so much of the animals, but the people that have these animals in their homes. And it's substantive. It really is formidable. So that's got to make your job, Carrie, a little easier knowing that you're telling people how much these animals can enrich your life.
Oh, absolutely. When I first started, people were like, Tawny, you better call me before you take home any animals, because she knows how much we love animals. Mm-hmm. What do? I take home to foster, which I ended up adopting, so now they're part of our family.
How many total animals do you have now?
Wait,
she's doing this.
I know, right. She's counting in her head. Take your shoes off.
My husband came to visit, and he ended up taking home a cat. So we ended up with three new animals from the Humane Society since I started working there.
So total,
two cats and five dogs.
Okay. Well, when I was raising my kids, we had three dogs.
I have no limit. I have six kids, you know?
we had three dogs, two cats. We had lizards, turtles. That kind of stuff. So with kids especially, I mean, it teaches them responsibilities and things like that. But, yeah, I kind of...
It's hard.
And I was never a cat guy until we took on my nephew, and Maggie loved me. Mm-hmm. And I was never a cat guy. This cat would sit on my chest and purr out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But,
yeah, I know. Cats are really cool. They have funny personalities.
Well, I was working for the Los Angeles Times, and I get up very, very early. The first half hour is my time. Okay, I had to sneak out at 4:30 a.m. I've got my newspaper. As soon as that cat heard the paper crack open, down the stairs, a couple of 360s, it would plop in the middle of my paper until it got the appropriate amount of love, and then it boogied away. I'm like, and this was a routine. We did this 7 days a week for years.
Right.
Cats, is it true? Is it true? Dogs have masters, but cats have staffs.
That's exactly true.
Yeah.
So at the Humane Society, we talk about dogs and cats. Do you have other animals at the Humane Society that you've taken and need to adopt out?
We don't. I don't think we have anything right now. We get lots of rabbits, and every year we seem to get more and more. And then I don't know what's with everybody and their tortoises, but go check. Make sure it's in its little hole, because last week or the week before, we had three come into the shelter. And I'm not talking like little tortoises. Big tortoises, like where the biggest guys in the shelter have to come and pick these things up because they're, I don't know, 75, 80, 100-pound tortoises coming into the shelter. So go out right after this show and go make sure your tortoise is in its den.
So, but they can move around. They eventually find their way home, yes?
No, usually. I mean, tortoises do not have a very good sense of where they came from.
They're like a guide.
Right. And they don't use a map, so forget that. So they're wandering, you know, and our good citizens, they pick them up and they bring them in with hopes that they'll be returned, but very rarely do we find the owners.
And you can't GPS a tortoise, right? There's no...
Like a microchip?
A microchip?
I mean, I think that's a valid question, but no. At least not yet. I mean, you know... Who knows?
Wow.
The day is coming, right?
I don't want to talk about that and more programs after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
A word from... from Sunnyside Construction. Home sweet home. Nice to come back to after a hard day at work, a weekend away, or even a night out. Maybe not so sweet if you're stuck in it 24/7. You've had time to really see the not so sweet parts of your home. Maybe you don't love it as much as you did when you first bought it. Over the years, you've outgrown your home. Things don't hold up as well as they used to. You've become aware of things you need to do to enhance your home. Kitchen too small and outdated? You might need to upgrade a bathroom or build an extra bedroom. Whatever your need, Sunnyside Construction has you covered. Now is the time to create the home your family deserves. Let Sunnyside Construction make your home the sweetest it can be. Call Sunnyside Construction at 785-2285. That's 785-2285. Or visit them online at azsunnyside.com. azsunnyside.com. Ask for the KBLU special. Available only to KBLU listeners. That number again, 785-2285. 785-2285.
Hey, it's David from Afternoons here on KTTI. Every weekday from 3 until 7, brought to you by Nationwide Vision Centers, serving Arizona for over 30 years with over 85 offices across Arizona. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE to schedule your next eye appointment.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity's brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
As life starts to get back to normal here in Yuma, 560 KBLU wants to know what you're thinking when it comes to local businesses and services. Do you need a new car, a dentist, a plumber? Whatever the business or professional service you need, we'd like to know which one is on the tip of your tongue. Be a part of the 560 KBLU Yuma Local Business Survey. It's on the KBLU Facebook page or at KBLUAM.com. You can participate from your phone, tablet, or your computer. For participating, you'll have the chance to win up to $500. Tell us what you're thinking when it comes to using our local businesses here in Yuma. Take the survey now and maybe put some cash in your wallet to spend locally. Hit up our Facebook page or log on to KBLUAM.com.
Back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU studio. We have Annette Lagunas, who is the Executive Director at the Humane Society of Yuma. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
And Carrie Tater, who is Education, Outreach, Marketing, Sales, all everything.
You name it.
Coordinator at the Humane Society of Yuma. So, Carrie, you've been there 4 or 5 months or so, maybe?
Started in February.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I love it. I mean,
I can tell looking at your face.
I get to go play with kids and animals, and I have a great team I get to work beside. So, I mean, that's a bonus right there. So it's been good.
You wouldn't expect anything else with me sitting here, right?
Well,
she's not going to.
But there has to be some things that you didn't know was going to happen with this job and some aha moments and the, gee, I didn't see that coming. Because anytime you start a new venture, You go in eyes wide open and you think you know what you're getting into. All of a sudden, wow, I didn't see that. And wow, this is why I do this work. And then there's inspirational things that happen as a result of being on this job as well.
I think the whole COVID-19 has been a huge eye-opener as to what you can take a fundraising event. Like we had Critter Country, which was canceled due to COVID-19. We had to come up with a creative new idea to move it to an online auction and have some success there. So that was pretty interesting, pulling that together in literally 2 days.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
we did, and it was successful. I mean, we can't complain. And now we've learned this whole new online auctioning platform that we can do, you know, virtual stuff, and everybody gets to participate. So we broaden that area of community involvement.
Yes, very cool. Very cool. And again, we have a golf tournament coming up on June 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also done some innovative things there using two golf courses.
Yeah, I mean, challenging times, we have to think of new challenging opportunities that can bring new successes to us. So we usually have 144 players at Desert Hills. We were looking at, oh, we can only have one golf player in a cart at a time, so how can we make this, you know, a better experience for our golfers? So talking with Annette, we came up with a plan. Let's make this two courses. People have different, you know, courses they prefer to golf at. So we talked with Paul at Mesa Sol. He was on board. He's been a great supporter, as well as Drew over at Desert Hills.
Yep.
And now we have been able to expand it now that as of June 4th, we can go to two players per cart. So now where it was sold out, as of yesterday, we have some more teams that can enter at Mesa del Sol.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And let me just tell you that Carrie, when she was handed this golf tournament, it was really, we don't know if this is going to happen. So we finally got the green light. Let's just give it a try. She filled both of those courses in 1 week, exactly. Both of those courses were full. The event was full up until yesterday.
Well, there's a couple reasons for that. There's a love of the Humane Society of Yuma.
Absolutely.
There's that.
There's a love of Carrie.
A love of Carrie. But this tournament, year in, year out, is always a ton of fun. Every tee box has got something new and exciting happening. The auction and the stuff at the end, the silent auction, the live auction, the raffles. And people, they really come out for this event. And now that it's virtually doubled in size, it's going to be a fun event. The Chamber has a team.
Yep. Thank you, by the way.
Well, we're just soil damagers. It's not golf. We may as well be digging for oil. It's not pretty. I'm glad it's not televised. But again, I tell my board all the time, you know, these are office legs. I mean, these babies are mayonnaise-y white because I need to get out and play more. But we've got a team together. We're playing at Desert Hills. And the two golf courses, Desert Hills and Mesa del Sol, are uniquely different. The layout, the way you read them, the way you play them. And I'm looking forward to playing Desert Hills. I haven't played there in quite a while, so I'm looking forward to that a lot. So congratulations on putting that together.
Yeah, it'll be really neat. It's going to look a little bit different this year, and, you know, we've just made some changes. Unfortunately, we're not going to have to have, or we're not going to be able to have that after event lunch and ceremony that we had, but it'll just look a little bit different.
I need some serious tri-tip, and I don't do it. I don't do it the same way that we got some tri-tippers in this town.
Oh, yeah.
From the Hoffmeyers to the Lines to the Rotary people to the... I don't do it the same way. I Lord knows I have tried. So no tri-tip at the golf tournament.
No, but we have lunch coming. We have, you know, Alex is doing some box lunches at the Desert Hills, so it'll be nice and tasty there.
Good.
And then we have another guy doing some beef pork sandwiches, barbecue sandwiches at Mesa del Sol.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. I mean,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're still supporting the Humane Society and those animals and pets there, so it all goes for a good cause.
Are there needs on the list still for the golf tournament?
Well, we have tee signs available, so I'm really trying to push the tee signs anywhere from, it can be, it doesn't have to be your business, it can be, you know, marry me, so-and-so if you need to, do that. During this COVID virus, you never know. You know, we've been locked up for quite a while. And
we're talking some serious creativity here.
I mean, there's so many opportunities. You can, you know, hey, kudos during getting through this. I'm personally buying 4 of them because I want to show the shelter people who have worked 7 days a week, the volunteers, keeping those animal kennels clean and doing what they need to do for those animals. Show them that, hey, thank you so much because without you, we couldn't have done this.
You can congratulate your graduates.
Exactly.
You can do, you know, a lot of different things like that.
For sure.
But marry me, that's on the outer edge. It's on the outer edge.
You don't know.
He was subject to a lifetime.
I think you just throw it out there, you know?
Subject to a lifetime of sofa surfing, I think. you do that one.
Yeah, you'd probably be pretty sure she's going to say, he or she are going to say yes.
Yeah, one would hope, but... But okay, so T-Signs, and how much are they?
$125.
And who do I call?
Me, Carrie.
And the phone number?
928-287.
928-287.
5854.
5854. So are we doing raffle prizes, too, or is that off the table for this?
Right now, just because of social distancing, no. But that could change.
Okay.
It's a daily change.
We're looking at the chamber. We're looking at some ideas down the road of, you know, pre-ticketing events. So you can pre-buy, you can pre-buy 50-50 tickets and things like that. So as you walk up, I know I'm 1 to 5, and you're 6 to 10, and you're 11 through 15. So you draw a ticket out, and number 63 is one, you know, half the pot.
Right.
So you can do that through PayPal and a variety of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
No one's touching anything. I just know that when I sign up, my number is, you know, 26 to 30.
I like it.
Or would SD buy them five at a time and give me $20 worth or whatever? So there's ways to do that. You just build a pot for 50-50s and the like.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Thanks for the idea.
Well, that's what this is all about, because we talked off the air that we nonprofits, we're always in fundraising mode. We just have to be. We have great supporters, great members. With the chamber, we haven't done events in several months. And so we're just always looking at creative ways to, you know, put money in the cash register. We take no money from the city, the county, the state, so we're fully member-funded. So it's made it fun and challenging, but just like you guys, you get creative with the online auction. Mm-hmm. I want some tips on that, by the way, after the program, because that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, no, it is, and it was
huge success.
It was, and I think it was fun because people in California were participating. Like, I literally had to mail stuff to Prescott and San Diego, so...
Nice. See, last Saturday was supposed to be the bowling tournament at Wild River, to help support the South County Chamber of Commerce and our South County Business Resource Center. There was a huge lift. It's working very well for the partners. But this is just a nice fundraising thing because, again, it costs us a lot of money to open that office. So we had scheduled last Saturday to be a bowling tournament at Wild River. So
not happening.
No, but you have to pivot and think of some other things.
Right.
So,
It's been interesting.
We have to get creative.
Right.
And do you belong to a consortium of other humane societies where you share ideas and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we have a lot of friendships that we have throughout the country that has helped me tremendously with knowing how to navigate through this. You know, because we are an essential service. We can't just shut our doors to the animals of Yuma County. So it's very important that we're there. We get them adopted out. We get them back to their homes where they belong. But because of this, there's just a ton of new programs and maybe some new theories with regards to animal sheltering. So we're kind of excited about that. You know, one of the things is, does a good, healthy dog need to come into the shelter if it's stray? Does it have to come to the shelter? Why not go knock on your neighbor's door? Why not go say, hey, does this dog belong to you? Why not, you know, get to know the people around you? So just some new theories coming out in regards to how animal control and animal welfare is handled. It's going to be pretty interesting times, I think.
Part of us being a good neighbor.
Coming
home last night, there was a little poodle at the end of the block and on a cul-de-sac, and there was some kids on bikes, and they're looking at the animal. And I said, is that yours? He said, no, it belongs to that guy right there. Well, so you picked the dog up, knock on the door, your dog got loose. I mean,
exactly.
That didn't hurt, and it took, I think, like 17 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe 18 if I walk slow.
Right.
That's right.
Just to be a good neighbor and just be a good person.
Right. Most dogs that are lost, their home is within 1,000 feet from wherever it's at. So that's kind of the general rule.
I did not know that.
It's something new that they are learning that's coming out. So, you know, go, like you said, go be a good neighbor. Go knock on a door, you know, go say, hey, you got a Buffy down the street here is in my yard, you know, something. But, you know, you take these animals and they get in an animal control truck and then they go all the way to the shelter where they sit there. And maybe somebody's afraid to come into the shelter. Maybe they think that they can't afford the fees. There's all kinds of theories about an animal going into the animal shelter. Well, then you've got 50 animals in there and they're starting to get sick. You know, think about a child's preschool, right? At the beginning of the school year, they all share all their germs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The same thing with the dog. So if we can reduce the amount of animals that are in the shelter and just send them straight back home, it would be so much easier on everybody involved.
Well, and
mostly the animals.
You've got social media now. You know, and Nextdoor. I mean, I check Nextdoor all the time, and I see tons of people saying, hey, found this dog at C in 30 seconds.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, that's that simple. I mean, I've done it myself just to make sure that the animal gets back home.
Exactly. I mean, just post those animals up there. And Yuma is really big about Facebook. I mean, you've got all ages, except for the little guys on, I mean, my teenagers are on Snapchat or
TikTok.
Yeah, whatever.
More stuff I know nothing about.
Yeah. But, I mean, for the most part, Facebook is really, really good. And we get a lot of success by getting those animals out there.
1,000 feet. I'm going to remember that because, again, you'll see a stray,
yep.
And so you and they're scared.
Right.
But, again, 1,000 feet, that's a good tip. And yep. Who do I call? What number do I call if I do find a stray? Is there a phone number I should call first?
Well, it depends on the municipality you're at, so that's not really a very quick answer. But the shelter is 782-1621, and we can direct you.
782-1621. We'll talk about that more after the break at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Hey, it's David from Afternoons here on KTTI. Every weekday from 3 until 7, brought to you by Nationwide Vision Centers, serving Arizona for over 30 years with over 85 offices across Arizona. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE to schedule your next eye appointment.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and save up to 40% and see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at spectrummobile.com, based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There's nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington Warranty Center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection, and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. Three more people in Imperial County have died from the coronavirus, bringing the death toll there to 18. 902 people in the valley have now tested positive. As for Yuma County, coronavirus cases jumped by 16, with a total now of 459 confirmed cases. The death toll in Yuma County stands at 7. The family of a Prescott man pulled from the wreckage of a fiery crash in Dateland wants to thank the Good Samaritans who saved his life. His wife was told two men helped pull the YPG firefighter from his car, and that a woman by the name of Jordan Taylor from San Diego held his head in place and talked him through it until help arrived. If you know who these people are, please reach out to us so we can put them in contact with his wife and two daughters, who are very thankful to have him alive. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
Back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU studio. We're having fun with the Humane Society of Yuma. Annette Lagunas, the executive director, is in studio. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
And Carrie Taylor, the executive coordinator, education coordinator, marketing coordinator, sales coordinator,
everything.
Event coordinator.
Good morning.
We do have an event coming up with the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. This is going to happen on June the 11th. That's Thursday morning at 7 a.m. It will be our second virtual Good Morning Yuma. We're going to broadcast this from the conference room of AEA Federal Credit Union. It will start at 7 a.m. We're looking forward to this one. This is really an important Good Morning Yuma. This is a county candidate forum. We have four positions in Yuma County that are being challenged. We have several positions that are running unopposed. Well, we have Yuma County Sheriff's Office. We have Mark Martinez is going up against Lynn Wilmot for the Sheriff's Office. The County Assessor, there's a challenge there. Supervisor District 5, we have Lynn Pancrazzi and Paige Meisenhammer on the ballot. And the Superior Court Judge District 1. So those folks who are running unopposed, they get a two-minute video to be shown at Good Morning Yuma. Just here's who I am, here's my office, here's what we're doing, proud to serve, et cetera, et cetera. Like Tom Tyree, he's running unopposed. I don't know who could ever beat him anyway. So there's several like that that are on the ballot. But we think the voters should know who these people are, their elected officials, their positions, what they do. So there's a litany of those, and then we'll do a forum, a Q&A, with these candidate groups. We'll be socially distanced at the conference room. We'll have the two sheriff candidates off to one side, 6 feet apart, the two District 5 candidates positioned together but 6 feet apart, the assessor and the judge. And the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors were coming up with questions that we're going to have specifically for these groups. But, again, it'll be on the Chamber's Facebook page, Yuma Sun's Facebook page, and I believe the Yuma County's Facebook page as well. When we did the State of the City address, by the time we finished with all the Facebook views on the Chamber page, it was viewed over 3,000 times on the Chamber's page. So, and again, it was also on other platforms as well. So
yeah,
we're doing everything we can at the Chamber to stay relevant with email blasts and getting information out to our members and making sure that business is at the table, that things that they need and want, we're taking care of that. But this is a big one, June the 11th, 7 a.m., because we're virtual, we get 31 minutes of sleep rather than Good Morning Yuma usually starts at 6:30. So we'll do a 7 a.m. for that. June 11th at 7 a.m., and that is the County Candidate Forum. So set your clocks for that. Put that in your calendars for June 11th on Thursday. We have some other lunch and learns slated for June, but this one has been confirmed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The one with the mayor was great. I thought
it was
did
great.
Good.
And every time we do one of these virtual things, we learn more about it. Or we're all turning into television producers. but, bandwidth, some of the things we're using, we have upgraded microphones. The audio is getting much better. The lighting is getting better. And we're learning as we go. I should have paid attention years ago when it came to the stuff, the technology that came out. But Tanya Pavlak at the Chamber has done an outstanding job. Cheryl He and Diana Weiss, just the team has just really been sensational through this whole thing. I'm blessed.
But really, if you'd had paid attention a couple years ago, it wouldn't have mattered. Things are so different these days, with technology.
And
we're all learning.
And like we discussed earlier, these are uncharted waters.
Yeah.
We really don't know. No one could have predicted any of this.
Right.
The depth and breadth of what's happened, how it has affected our psyches, and how it's affected virtually every part of our lives. And that's why we had to make a change on this morning's guest. I thought, we've got golf with the Humane Society, and you guys are doing great work and
thank
a great
you.
Partner of the Chamber.
Thank
so thank you for coming in this morning.
Sure.
So the golf tournament, we need tee signs,
mm-hmm.
okay, things
tee
like
signs.
That. And are there going to be things happening at some of the tee boxes
yes.
as per usual?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Do we need more items for those things as well?
No, I think our committee, for the most part, has it all set. We may be reaching out to some people from last year, but as of right now, we're rolling, man. We're full steam ahead.
Are you stealing anything from the Child Burn Survivor tournament? That one, I think, if I wear a skirt, I get to hit from the ladies' tee box for a fee.
Maybe not this year, but we'll talk for next year.
It's not a bad way to pick
we
up.
You should get John in a skirt.
Pick
yeah,
up. Pick up. Stop looking. Russ
looked up from his computer about this.
Now we just entered the creepy zone. But there's lots of extra ways to make extra money.
I like it.
And it could be, run a tally so that there's no cash changing hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I come in from playing my 18 holes. I owe you $45. Swipe my card, do PayPal, whatever.
Yeah.
There's lots of ways
yeah.
to do that without touching and having cash change hands.
I think John's telling us he wants to be in the committee next year.
I think that's how
that's
it sounds like to me, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need a committee-ectomy.
Oh, yeah.
I am on a whole bunch of committees.
But we're doing some...
Pins and mulligans.
Mm-hmm. And a specialty
hole. We had a hit on the
hole.
Green. We still have the hit the green.
Right.
We still have the specialty holes.
Good.
Basically. It's just a close, the putting contest, we have to kind of explain because of the social distancing. But
right.
for the most part, we have all the specialty holes.
Good.
We have the hit the green, which is going to be a fun hole, I'm told, every year. So.
Well,
without going
yeah.
into...
No, yeah. It's a good time. And again, What I love about these golf tournaments is that there's four-man scrambles, so if you're terrible like me, you get picked up. But it's all about the cause, and it's all about the mission of the Humane Society, what you do and how you do it, and how you contribute to this community. I mean, that really rings true throughout the entire golf tournament.
Well, it was interesting because coming on, not knowing a whole lot about the Humane Society, and then COVID hit, and then let's write some grants and make sure that we can, you know, do some good things here. I learned just in my research that we're the only animal facility within 5,500 square miles. We are the only shelter in Yuma County for 5,500 square miles. To me, that blew me away. I didn't have the concept. I didn't realize that. So that was a...
There's no other place to go.
There's no other place to go. Yeah, this is it.
And the next closest shelter is...
We've got one in El Centro.
Okay.
We've got one up in Kingman area and Lake Havasu area and then Phoenix. That's it.
But nothing in Parker, Quartzsite, nothing in Gila Bend?
Nope. Nothing.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Suddenly the weight of the job just got heavier.
Right?
It's like, I've got this whole geography to take care of.
Right.
And that's lots of dogs and cats.
Right.
And tortoises.
And tortoises. Rabbits.
Rabbits.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I mean, we're still taking in... Last year, we took in a little over 7,400 animals from our community. And that's a lot. That's a lot for what we do, but it's also a huge decrease from what we used to do. So
that's good.
That's really good. And what I'm finding over the years is that people these days really embrace what the Humane Society does, And yes, our mission is animals, and we help animals, and that's what we do. But helping animals is helping people. And I think a lot of times some of our local friends don't realize that, yeah, we may be an animal facility, and it may appear that we have Humane Society United States and ASPCA and all these huge national organizations, but we don't. We're not funded by them. We are not partners, with the exception of learning from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think sometimes people feel like, oh, they've got, you know, they're good. They've got plenty of money. They Humane Society United States. We are not part of them.
You're a wholly owned entity.
That's right.
Fully
local,
community funded. 100%.
Right. 100% local, 501c3 nonprofit organization. We receive funding from the city and the county and the municipalities only for the animals that we house on their behalf. If we didn't have the shelter and we weren't here for them, they would have to build, fund,
maintain
their own facility.
Staff, right.
Exactly. And it is, you know, animal sheltering is a science. There's a lot to it. And it's not just, you know, throw an animal in a cage and hope for the best and feed it twice a day. There's much more than that.
Russ, behave.
Behave over there, Russ. There's just so much more than that. And people, with Katrina, we learned that people will not leave their homes in domestic violence abuse. People will stay with their abuser if they have to leave their pet behind to leave. So we know these facts. We know that if we don't help people, we can't help the animal. So we're here, you know, we're here for the people, too.
Do you need things? Do you need food? Do you need blankets? Do you need things?
Yeah. We always need
things. Okay, 782-1621.
Yeah.
So what do you need, seriously? I mean, because there's folks out there that want to help. Maybe they just want to send cash, or maybe they've got some extra blue buffalo or something out there.
So what we always go out and ask for is dog food, cat food. So what we do with that people donate to us, it goes to help feed those who cannot afford to feed their pets. Times are hard for people right now, and we're getting calls all the time from people saying, I can't afford to go get my dog's dog food this week. I can't afford that, so I'm going to have to turn the animal over. So we're saying, no, we will give you food. We will take care of that. So when the community donates a bag of food to us, that's who that's going to. That's all going to the back into the community, to the public, for people who can't afford it. The other thing is that this is kitten season. And so we are getting tons and tons and tons of little baby kittens coming into the shelter that people feel cannot survive on their own. So with that, we need canned kitten food. We prefer fancy feast, but canned fancy feast kitten food to feed those little tiny babies, and kitten milk replacer. And then, of course, always we need the blankets, the, you know, sheets, all of that stuff. Every single animal in our facility gets a blanket every single day.
Wow.
A blanket, a toy, food and water.
Good
everything
to know.
They need.
And again, if you want to donate any of those items, 782-1621. But the Fancy Feast, through trial and error, you didn't talk to them and they told you, give me Fancy Feast, right?
We have less pooping problems with Fancy Feast.
So trial and error, mostly error.
Mostly error.
Got more questions after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
I just dropped some kittens.
Bill Alexander Ford is offering relief you can count on. They want to pay your rent or mortgage for 2 months and get you deferred payments for 4 months. This is the time to buy a new Ford with 0% for 84 months or no payments for 6 months. Don't miss out on 0% for 60 months on 2019 Super Duties and no payments for 3 months. Pickup and delivery options are available for sales, service, and collision. Shop entirely online and have your vehicle delivered to your home. Alexander Ford, a difference you can count on approved credit.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM, KBLU in studio. Annette Lagunas, Executive Director of the Humane Society of Yuma. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
And Carrie Tater, Education Coordinator, Outreach, Marketing, Sales.
Good morning.
Of HSOY. Good morning, Carrie. We're talking about the golf tournament, which is June 6th, and you're still accepting more teams, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So call Carrie, 928-287-5854, 287-5854.
And it's first come, first served, so.
Right. And you get to choose your course, or you're telling me which course?
Limited courses right now.
Okay. But we're playing
limited
two.
Spaces. They're doing two. I have very, very, very few openings at Desert Hills, and I have very few at Mesa del Sol. So.
I think there's some pent-up demand for golf, too. And the men and women want to get out there and play some pasture
you
pool.
Want to get outside.
Yep. And yeah. June 6th, the weather is holding up wonderfully.
It's so nice.
And it's a good time. I was thinking, as you were talking about, please don't bring your animals here. We will give you the food if you can't afford it. You'll do things like that. You're kind of like APS YRMC in that you want people to use less of your product.
I am so glad you just said that. So, and a lot of what animal welfare and animal control is turning to is more of a social services. So they're going out into communities and offering coupons for spay-neuter, offering coupons for vaccines, building dog houses for people who can't keep their dogs out of the summer heat or can't keep their pets in the yard. So they're helping people keep their animals well cared for rather than, oh, sorry, I'll just get another one later on down the road. So really the whole way that we see animal control and animal welfare in the past, rather than being reactive, we're being proactive and really trying to help owners be good pet owners, even though they didn't know that they needed the help,
right.
If that makes sense. And so we can go out there and really talk to people and be more part of the community rather than an enforcer.
And do some coaching. That helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So with COVID-19 and social distancing and things like that, are there new procedures on how to adopt? Is there new ways to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Walk
everything
me through it, please.
Out at the shelter is by appointment only. So you cannot, at this point, just walk into the shelter. You need to have an appointment with us. And we have a lot of staff, and so it's super important for me to protect as many of them as we can. Knock on wood, we haven't had anything tragic happen through this COVID-19 stuff, but we kind of want to keep it that way.
Yep.
So for right now, we're by appointment only. What we want everybody to do is if you're looking to adopt, go on our website, go on our Facebook page. Ideally, our website's the best place to see everything that we have into the shelter. You see Fido that you like, just go ahead, click on that profile, and there will be a place on there where you can submit an application to adopt. Once you fill out that application to adopt, one of our adoption counselors will give you a call, and they will walk you through the process from there and make an appointment. Typically, typically it's that day. So if you submitted an application early this morning, late last night, you're going to get that call today and hopefully have that dog by this afternoon.
Okay.
So that really is the best way. The same goes for found dogs. If you find a dog or a cat, we're going to talk you through that process. So please call us first. If you think your animal is in the shelter, please call us first. And I realize that our phones are not the greatest, but just know that our staff is very busy answering phones all day long. So just keep trying.
So the website is hsoyuma.com.
Correct.
hsoyuma.com. And the phone number to call, 782-1621,
right.
782-1621.
Yes.
So I've made the appointment, and now I know Fido. Are there any dogs left named Fido anymore?
We come up with some of the crazy
things. We're dating ourselves. Fido, decades and decades ago. But I come in, I have an appointment, and I've seen Fido online. So I come, and Fido comes to me, the welcome room, those processes still happening. Okay.
Yep.
Because it's a neat experience.
It is
really a neat experience to adopt a dog, and we don't know who saves who. If you're saving Cookie or Cookie is saving you, then, and that's the magic that happens.
And it's so true. You know, you see people come in with things that you don't know about, and once they sit down with that animal, you know, you find out they've got PTSD from something, you know, previously in their life. Maybe they've got some sort of mental disorder that... Those animals help those people, and maybe they are a victim of domestic abuse, and that animal is what gave them the strength to get out. That animal is what gave them the strength to keep going. So animals do something for us that I think even sometimes other humans can't do for us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're pretty important species.
This is true in my life. I want to be the wonderful person my dog thinks I am.
Yeah, exactly, right?
My dog thinks I'm awesome, and I want to be that person that my dog thinks. I mean, it's amazing how dogs or animals can do that for you at the end of a pretty rough day.
When there's science that shows that they have feelings, like they can feel love or they can feel the cruelty, I mean, whether it's emotionally or physically, there's scientific evidence and research that shows that they are sentient beings. So they do have feelings, too.
And, and dogs can train their masters. My dog has trained me on when she gets her dream stick, okay?
Her dream stick.
Oh, these things are amazing.
I've never heard that.
I'll buy some dream sticks.
Okay.
Once a dog gets one of these, they'll
really?
Want these things forever. It's a peanut butter, it's, rather than rawhide, it's peanut butter hard-based on the outside and peanut butter on the inside.
Really?
It's incredible. My dog will do tricks for these things. I'll get you some. I'll call first. I'll drop some off.
I got to see the yes call.
They're
first.
Amazing. They're amazing. But again, call first, 782-1621, 782-1621.
And real quick, John, before Please. Your next statement, we will be opening up at PetSmart on June 1st. So we
Yay.
Are closed at PetSmart right now. PetSmart is still open, but the adoption center is closed, but we will be opening June 1st.
And that's a huge lift for the animals as well, and a huge lift, again, because part of your image of Humane Society has been the outreach, being very accessible, and the great things that you're doing. And that's been a big piece of it.
Mm-hmm. PetSmart has been a lifesaver, literally, for thousands of animals in our community. So we've got to get back in there. We've got to get people to be able to see those animals again.
A great partnership as well.
Amazing.
Is that PetSmart corporate or just PetSmart local? I mean, did that arrangement happen?
So there's two parts to PetSmart. There's PetSmart corporate, I guess, so the business side of it. And then there's PetSmart Charities, their nonprofit arm. And so what we do is we've partnered with their nonprofit arm, which supports the corporate. You know, having us in there is good for their business. It's good for our business. It's a great partnership.
So when I check out and says, do you want to donate $1, $3, $5, $10, I push that button, that money goes indirectly back to you guys?
Okay. It does. Good. It may not get there like right then and there, but they supply thousands of dollars of grants every year.
Okay, and again, you know, food, a fancy feast for the kittens,
right.
Any specific dog food for the dogs?
Anything. We'll take anything.
And again, and that's a huge lift, too. Call ahead first, 782-1621. Donate cash. Cash is king.
Exactly.
We know that. But helping pet owners take care of their pets and not bring them to the shelter is a huge lift. I'd never thought of that.
Yeah.
And the other tip, too, this morning, a lost dog or lost animal within 1,000 feet of its home, that is new data, and I think that's important for us to understand, too, that they're scared, they're lost, but they're close by.
They're close by. And get to know your neighbor. Get to know your neighbor.
There's
Don't knock on their door.
There's a concept.
There's a concept, right. Get to know who you're living next to. You know, you don't have to be frenemies, you know, but go get to know them. Go get to know these people, and, you know, you got to have each other's back.
Exactly. Again, the golf tournament, June the 6th. They're still accepting more teams, tee signs, marry me tee signs. If you're listening out there, someone's got to buy for $125 the marry me tee sign for the Humane Society Golf Tournament. And there's two locations this year, Mesa del Sol and Desert Hills. Call Kerry, 287-5854, 287-5854. Any last words before we go?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And leave kittens alone. Mama is close by. Call us if you need any support.
Watch our social media. We may or may not be having summer camps, but stay tuned.
Well, that's right. Summer camps is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that, too. Anyway, been a great hour. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great Wednesday. Bye for now.
one-hour air conditioning and heating studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.